This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Hey, I just with Seinfeld, and I was just telling him about that plume video you did.
He hates it.
I showed it to him, right? This is so hilarious. I showed Jerry Seinfeld. I'm sitting at the table. Killian, why do you have an American accent? I'm with Jerry Seinfeld.
I'm sleeping on Des Bishop's couch at the moment.
Okay, I'm on Des Bishop's couch, and we show him your plume video. You won't believe it. They all said it was so shit. They hated it. They were like, this is not comedy. I was like, No, trust me. In 2017, this was the funniest video on Ireland.
This was the funniest shit. It's a long time ago now. A long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ.
Tony's famous video, Plume, released on Snapchat.
There, the dragon. Very tiny.
Hot and loud.
And a little bit sad.
He was the best guy around.
Oh my, is it hot in here or what?
You're an attractive guy.
It's the fabulous Tony Cantwell.
I'm talking about Shane Daniel Byrne.
No Facebook video. The Facebook comedians don't really exist
anymore. What a moment. How did you feel when that started kicking off?
Oh, I mean, I kept telling everyone. I remember posting something being like, 10,000 views, guys, like, I can't believe this. This is incredible. Like, I even screen grabbed it exactly when it went to 10,000. And I'm like, thank you so much. Like, this is amazing. Like, look, And I was so just like, I don't even know if I'll keep doing this. And I was in a fucking rut. Like, I was not in a good place when all that shit was happening. I'd given up on comedy forever. And then they pull me back in.
Would you think about doing that again? no money, right?
I told you I'm diversifying my income at the moment.
Yeah. Portfolio has to change.
Well,
on comedy, right, I wish to congratulate you both. Because you have been nominated for Comedian of the Year by Hot Press Magazine. I have not been.
What?
Yeah. And I just... Some of the people on that list, less annoyed... I'm obviously annoyed at my own exclusion. It'd be nice to be included. Obviously, awards are all silly, but...
Have you ever been nominated before?
No. And Some of the people were not even living in Ireland for the past year, and they're nominated. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like,
can I say, the Hot Press Comedian of the Year, no disrespect to the Hot Press Magazine, but some disrespect.
Shade.
I did my first time being nominated. I'm not tooting any horn, okay? Huh. But the cooking video was one of the most viral videos this country has ever seen. It went international. Mm-hmm. My brother was on a date in Berlin, and someone said, oh, you're Irish? And he said, yeah. And she said, oh, I got to show you this funny video. And he said, that's my brother. That was happening in the world at the time. My sister was in Sweden, Stockholm. And she was doing a carpentry course. And someone said, oh, you're Irish. I got to show you this video. She said, it's my brother. All over the world this is happening, okay? All over the world. It's getting used in university courses.
Wow.
It's getting used on curriculums in states in America. And Hot Press Magazine, don't give me the little nomination. They give it to comedians... Who I was about to name and shame.
Michael Fry.
They give it to comedians who have said they don't do comedy anymore for years. And then I went into Hot Press with my band and I said, what the fuck is going on? And they said, we are huge fans of your comedy. We love it. And I said, well, fucking nominate me.
See, this is pure air fryer energy. He literally went into the office and he's like, can I actually be in the nominations as well? You know, I think that's what you have to do.
I asked them. I went in and I said, can you just put me on the nomination list? I don't think there's so much thought that goes into it. They say Reader's Poll, but it's not the Gossies. Like, it's not...
No, it's not.
It's not like this big Cannes Film Festival.
Which is, the Gossies is quite like the Cannes Film
Festival.
They get
a list of comedians. They try make it quite, like, you know, a nice, different, like, not just big hitters, but people who are also club comedians. And they mix it around and they get a few names and they put in the old regulars.
But I don't think they did. I think it's mainly looking at, I mean, we're really getting to the weeds here. But I think Shane is the best touring comedian in Ireland, to be perfectly honest.
Oh, well, thanks very much.
And the best touring and the best support.
Well, I feel like I did a lot of impressive stuff over the last year and I was like, come on, I should be recognised. But then also, it's so pathetic, isn't it? You can't help but be going, oh, I feel miffed. I feel like I'm snubbed. And not snubbed, because to be snubbed, you have to be ignored deliberately. They just didn't think of me at all. It's not the same thing, but it does go, hey. Anyway, I'm a bit embarrassed with showing this side of ourselves.
I didn't show any of my side, let the record show.
Tony's come second before.
No, I have come second before.
He didn't. He just made that up, isn't that it?
No. I didn't make it up. I did come second.
How do you know?
But I put hot press comedian of the year and a very small number two emoji for like a second place medal in a kind of weird, you know, so people look at it and they're like, oh, it's a hot press comedian of the year. And then I came third. And then I came fifth. And then they did it last year and they didn't release the results.
So you came second, then you came third, then you came fifth.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds like a sort of... What direction is that going?
It is a slope, and I'm not bright enough to know which direction. I don't actually really understand the question. I don't really know what you mean.
Two, then.
I'm voting for Martin Angolo.
Ah, yeah, yeah. Well,
voting for me. We both voted for ourselves.
Yeah, I voted for myself. Sorry.
Did you vote?
I'm in the process of voting.
What can we do for you to sway your vote for us?
I'll spoil my ballot and just write Shane Daniel Byrne in it.
A wee little kiss. I know your kind love that kind of behavior.
My kind? No, no. Look, I just wanted to get that out because it was annoying me yesterday when I saw that. I'm annoyed. Think less of me? Send me a DM if you think less of me.
Do you know what? The people...
Shane, I think that's you.
They're voting with their hearts when they listen to this bonus podcast every week. They think you're the funniest comedian in Ireland. They would nominate you. You're at least their third favourite comedian in Ireland.
This is where we get really personal on this side. Thank you for joining us over here on this side of the podcast, by the way.
Again, it's not just my exclusion. It's the inclusion of people who are completely irrelevant. It's like, don't be so ridiculous.
Tell us which ones are relevant.
Yeah, I know.
Dara Breen did like two gigs on this island. And it's like, comedian of the year. What are you talking about?
But you have to put him on the list. It's Dara Breen. Yeah. It's like giving Messi the Ballon d'Or. I know it's other players were good.
Messi.
And Messi's on the list as well. He hasn't done any comedy in Ireland for years.
For years.
It's funny though. It's funny.
He does
do. Small little fella.
I love his little bit where he's doing the keepy uppies and he nuts his, nuts his Des Bishop. It's fucking
That's
real.
Really good. Yeah.
Really good.
We've been talking about nutsing a lot. Is that change? When did that change to nuts as opposed to nutmeg?
I mean, that's a question I don't have the answer to, but that's true. Yeah, nutmeg used to be it, and then they changed it to nuts.
Is that when you flick with your nail?
No, when it goes through the what?
Oh, I thought you meant like nutting, like when you
nuts
flick.
Is when you kick the ball through someone's legs, and it's the ultimate.
I know the actual nutmeg, but I mean, yeah, I still say nutmeg. They don't say nutmeg anymore.
You ain't nothing. Been on the five-a-side for a long time.
Killing this five-a-side, he told me the other day you did five-a-side where you, what did you do?
You hurt your leg.
You signed up to a random one, you went and play football with some people you don't even know.
Yeah. Well, I was alone in the house for 3 days German and I was bullshit. Like, I need to see someone. And so I was like, my friend said, oh, we're going to do this five-a-side in Sports Co. And I honestly hadn't seen another individual. I've been in my new apartment and I'm in love with it. So I was kind of in there and I was like, I actually need to socialize a little bit. So, excuse me, I went down to Sports Co and I cycled there through the rain. I played for 10 minutes, then I slipped on the ball, went over my ankle, and I am currently unable to like properly walk.
Oh, wow.
I cycled back home through the rain. It was the worst evening of my life.
You should never leave the house.
And so I'm not leaving the house ever again. I got TV and I'm never leaving again.
That's good. Internet?
Internet, TV.
Is it good?
It's having the telly.
The pipe?
I watched a documentary
about the
rebuilding of Notre Dame. It was so fascinating.
That was awful what happened in Notre Dame, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Our lady is burning.
If we look at all the news stories, I think, of the last 5 years, definitely the worst one.
Tony, I'm so glad you said this because I remember at the time there was young people singing hymns out in front of it. And I was like, somebody I know shared it. And I was like, Jesus Christ. And he was like, what do you mean? And I was like, that's a lot, isn't it? And he wrote back and was like, I disagree. I was like, what is this devotion? I've been to Notre Dame Cathedral. It was like, great, take it off, whatever, move on, go for a drink. calm down. Like, I just thought that was totally over the top. And people, sometimes these things people put their whole heart into. And I'm like,
I disagree.
Really?
I disagree.
Were you devastated over the...
I lived in Paris. Sat beneath Our Lady's Cathedral and I drank beers and I looked up at this amazing piece of Gothic art and I was sad about it. Did people go insane? And should that reaction have been maybe better placed somewhere else? Yes, yes, and yes. But, you know, and think of the ogre that was living in the ceiling. He burnt to death.
Well, he's a hunchback, actually, and his name was Quasimodo. His name was Quasimodo.
Say his name.
His name was Quasimodo. What about the gargoyles?
I am Quasimodo.
I'm Quasimodo. Now you just have a backpack on. Sit back down. Esmeralda was his bird. And she was a gypsy.
There's a really...
Do they say gypsy in the film?
Yes, they do. She was a gypsy. She was...
Say her name. Sorry. That was not really...
She was part of the Irish travelling community.
Was she?
No, she wasn't.
She was a Roman.
Yeah.
Roman gypsy.
There's a very good... I mean, this is literally just someone else's joke, but there's a really good... what's the guy who does Curb Your Enthusiasm and stuff like that?
Larry David,
where he's talking about Quasimodo. And he's like, he has to have the prettiest girl in the town. And he's like, Quasi! His friends are like, Quasi! You're a hunchback. You're the ugliest guy. And he's like, I gotta have the most beautiful girl. He's like, Quasi, really?
Yeah.
You know, there's this girl from the office. She's beautiful. She's a nice person. She's got a good personality. Mm. Anyway, that's just someone else's bit.
Who'd win in a fight between the Hunchback of Notre Dame, the Phantom of the Opera, Beast from Beauty and the Beast?
Phantom of the Opera is magic. He can do whatever he wants.
Is he magic?
He's magic.
I don't know what the Phantom of the Opera is about. Who is that?
He lives underneath Notre Dame. No, the opera house. What opera house?
The Paris Opera, the Place de l'Opera.
Yeah, I think it's French anyway. He's magic and he can do all mad shit and he can steer a gondola and he can make people fall in love with him. Yeah, he's got a gondola down there.
Oh, okay.
He's got a gondola down there and he can play the electric guitar and the organ.
Okay.
And he can like change into different people and stuff. Beast, though, although... I've never seen Beast actually do anything that makes him look... He looks big. He looks pretty strong. Yeah, he is so much hotter as a beast.
He could send the cutlery at them.
Could, yeah.
Yeah, he could use the cutlery. He has armies of knives and forks.
And child soldiers that are cups. We need to go in there. This is the new Coney 2012. We need to march on Beast's castle. He has child cups in there feeding him dinner and singing to him every night.
Cue Tony in a week walking around naked on Dorset Street, rapping and raving to himself.
That Coney guy, Jesus Christ.
It was Coney energy from the Notre Dame. That was kind of Coney. Yes.
It was. It was a type of
hysteria.
There was a kind of
vigil vibe, you know what I mean? There was kind of like, you know, shared vigils. Mm. Although I do think, like, look, I mean, everyone deserves to be upset about anything. And like, because you saw someone else give a similar response to something that you view valid does not take away their thing. For all you know, this person also was saying the same thing about Palestine. Do you know what I mean? Probably not.
France is overrated though, isn't it though?
Absolutely not. Great country.
I don't know. France is a country. Colonial king. I don't know. I feel like I like the French Revolution, those vibes. I like that kind of stuff. But like, you know the way like French is like, oh, the great food. Is it that great?
French food sucks.
Yeah, what, you want a wet egg? You want a wet egg on top of that? I don't know. It's like...
No, French food is terrible, especially for vegetarians. It's like dog shit. Like Italian food is so much better. And the French are like, oh, the food is amazing. Big plates, tiny portions. No, thank you.
They do a lot of like bean stews that are really tasty.
Yeah, French country food is very nice. Yeah. But French food as a whole, like, no thanks. Well, frites and moule frites.
Moule frites. I love moule frites.
Yeah, that's it.
And
that's all
you know what I've realized? And I've realized that, like, I've been to Japan and I've been to France and they both have incredible food and they bring it up to a certain level. And I think, I might have even said this to you before, I think the hidden ingredient that they both adopt is cruelty. It's absolute utter cruelty to the animals. Like, if you go into like a small little cafe in Bordeaux, you eat something that's kind of pate-ish or something like that, you just know. So
what
suffering
did we do to? Need to figure out what are we going to do to the geese this time.
What can we make them eat?
So the liver. He's a really incredible cheese.
Get the liver. Scramble
it up the liver from the swan. It's a moment of ejaculation. We bring it to the point of.
Of climax,
and then we sever the head.
We strangle the neck, and we make the other ducks actually strangle the neck. Where am I from?
We feed the ducks.
Take
other
the
ducks.
I'm French.
And put it in a little brick of chicken. Serve it cold. Don't even make it hot. Just a little terrine brick. That will be delicious.
We blend the chicken. And we put it back blender. Inside the eggshell. And it's eggshell with
it in
chicken.
A blender.
I love the Montreal French. The Celine Dion blender. You've got to vote for me for the Grammys. I'm kind of Kermit the Frog, but I'm from France. Yeah, I love it.
Oh, Kermit.
No, they do just want interesting ways to kill geese.
And then in like Japan, I went to a tempura restaurant and it was like, all right, lovely, like prawns and all. Literally, like, I was like, look at this lovely fish tank. We got a nice fish tank here. We got a nice little table here to eat. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to batter stuff. Literally, the fish tank was the food. And they just took it out into the fryer.
Wow.
Like, it live prawn in, dipped it. And then, and the most delicious, cruel prawn Well, the prawns don't feel anything, apparently. Or maybe that's the prawn, the anti-prawn.
Is that what they tell you? They don't feel anything. They're like squealing on a hot plate.
No, I think they just comfortably... I think
they don't feel anything.
It's them dying in their sleep, apparently.
What, I think batter. They're very much awake.
Yeah. But I think that's the hidden ingredient. So it's, I mean, cruelty. It doesn't need to be that good. It's not that much better that you would justify the cruelty, but you know.
But the hidden ingredient is actually butter. That yes, is actually is, yeah. the hidden ingredient. Yeah. Not
miso
Japanese
for Japan,
food.
And then, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's butter. They use butter, a lot of butter, and it does make stuff delicious.
Put the butter in the liver. Let us eat this liver.
Not
butter.
The river, not the sen. No. You put the butter in the sen.
I said the liver.
I said the liver, not the river. Now the sen is full of lard.
Bah. Ugh.
Prince, I love you, but your sin is so full of butter at the moment. I can't swim in it.
Poor Kermit.
Poor Kermit.
Poor Kermit.
Kermit the Arn.
They would eat Kermit over there. They'd eat him.
They would. They'd love it. Good gag in that, actually. Probably.
Oh, Celine Dion, please don't. Please don't eat my Kermit. But I have to. He's got the lovely
escargot is going to call him now.
Ah, look at that Miss Piggy. Let us take her babies and eat them.
Shane's not gotten out of this, like, very slow.
I will stay in this for as long as it takes.
He's got to
take the baby pigs. We shall cook them.
We went to this, when we were in Paris, we went to this bistro, and it's called Au Pied de Cochon.
They can't hear him.
I'm imagining this chef is like a pig himself.
Yes.
He's kind of like, we'll kill you. Au Pied de Cochon, and I went with Anna, because Anna was like, let's go, it's meant to be cool. We went there, the bistro, the man, he was the biggest, fattest, kind of like, I don't know what they're called. He was so big. He was sorting everything out. He's so round. It was
the
maître d'. He was the rotund in a kind of powerful way. Maitre. And we were sitting there, and I was like, "Anna, do you think there'd be any vegetarian options here?" And then she's like, "I don't know." And then she handed the menu, and the menu is au pied de cochon, something to do with pigs trotters or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the graphic is three French chefs wrestling a pig that is squealing, trying to, and they're bringing it towards, and one lad is brandishing a knife.
Oh my God.
And they're pulling it, and they've wrapped a rope around the nostril of the pig, and they're just tugging it, trying to pull it, and the pig is like squealing.
That's the logo.
Anyway, they did not have any, the frites were probably dipped in like pork lard or something like that.
I went to that like entrecote. A lot of the places in Dublin now are trying to mimic it, that kind of like flat steak, as much chips as you want and all this kind of vibe. Yeah. But the original is like entrecote. And you go in there, and it's literally like there's no menu. It's just like, you know, you're going to get like a walnut salad, and you're going to get steak and chips and as much chips as you want. But you go into the Jacks, and there's just black and white pictures of a slaughter room and the sound of cows being slaughtered in the Jacks.
What?
It is, and I don't, it's so disturbing.
Art piece? Art? Performance?
No,
art?
Not at all. And like, they're like a chain.
Who the fuck? Why would they do that?
Don't know. I think they really love it.
And then they've got Okja playing for the kids.
Yeah, they got Okja. Oh, I couldn't watch that. Turn me off, pigs.
That's mental. That's really mental. Interesting business decision.
I think they kind of, they lean into it, you know.
The secret ingredient is guilt.
Secret, yes. Well, we are people. They are animals. And, we are up here and they are down there.
Okay, he's got the accent.
Yeah, I got it. Finally.
You got it there in the end.
Took me fucking ages.
Yeah, you got there. You got there.
Enfin.
Enfant.
Enfant.
Do you know a bit of French? I would always try and say, this is the, you know, like, oh, I speak French. Je mange les enfants de temps en temps.
I eat kids from time to time.
Yeah. No, that was, I don't know why that was just the easiest thing I could find to say.
I'd forgotten all the phrases, but I had like a few little like phrases that the teachers teach you, and like kind of you can use this. And something is like, none of your beeswax is, ce n'est pas tes oignons. It's none of your onions. And I had a load of these phrases, and I was like, with this French girl who I was like trying to impress, and I was saying, oh, these are trying to do like these cutesy phrases, and she said, why are all your phrases about vegetables? I was like, ah, fuck, I'm not doing well here.
I think your first problem was trying to impress a French person. I don't think they do that.
No,
it's not really what they're about.
Didn't work.
I would love a French bird to fucking put her stiletto in my neck and put fucking cigarette out of my eye and spit at me and treat me like absolute dog shit. I'm so into the
superiority
of bored of you French thing. You know, I'm so into it, you know.
I had a cigarette for lunch.
Yeah. I would like, you know, even an unattractive bird, I think I could be bowled over by the abuse.
A woman that you don't personally find attractive.
They wouldn't care enough about you to do that stuff to you, though. They wouldn't even care enough about you to spend their time giving that to you.
Yeah.
It's more like, no.
She wouldn't even pour the fucking spit bucket wine on top of me if I was on fire.
I do respect the French for their bushes. You know those French films where they smoke at the window post-coital and they're just like, bush.
Mm.
Love that.
I like that. They're very.
I've been thinking about my own death a lot recently.
I have considered my own death.
You know, the
mortality is a blessing. Thank God we will all die.
You know, the gods are jealous of us. Because we get to fucking die.
The gods are jealous of us. That's the title of your second book. I love
it. So funny. But you know the French boys that you see on the beach? Have you ever been like a French beach holiday? The boys are so hot. Like the young boys.
Hey, do you
like,
guys want to share a taxi?
And they're like blonde and they're pretty much like African, but like they're Caucasian, but they're so tanned that they look like black people.
Yeah.
And they're like, but like blonde hair and they're like ripped.
Yeah.
You know those French boys?
They look like an Instagram filter.
Like it's insane.
Maybe a dodgy Instagram filter that you'd be like, that's a little like Ariana Grande kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a bit too much. And when you hear girls are going away to France for the summer, you're being like, oh my God, they're going to have their fucking world rocked. I'm so jealous.
Do we have a PE problem in this country? Is it about PE? When I was in the youth theater, we went to Austria, Vienna. We went to stay in this big giant campus and one time we all went for a swim and like they were all so shredded and they were all able to go up on the high diving board and do actual dives where we could all just jump. That's all we knew how to do, but they all had experience of this. Do we have a PE issue in this country?
A carb issue.
It's not
is it a carb issue?
It's weather. It's weather. That's it.
That's where we get our stories.
No, but it's, yeah, we're good poets.
That's where
we
get our
stories. Great storytellers.
Great storytellers.
We are very unfit, like, you know, on the highway to a heart attack, writing the most beautiful poetry you've ever seen.
Yeah.
You know, we're writing about having the wind in our ears and like, walking up Shankadoff, but actually we are sitting indoors while
doing.
That's
true, because France actually has no artists ever.
Amazing.
That's interesting, because France actually has no culture. They're just really ripped. Isn't that weird?
They're kind of blind, actually.
No, but Australia, like, they're amazing at sports. Severely overrepresented. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're very overrepresented.
They're young
because they have an outdoor that they can go and do stuff in. We can't.
I know, they're good for the Olympics.
We would not be good at diving because we can't fucking. People don't go swimming unless to dip in it and actually, like, feel the pain, and that apparently shocks you into some sort of weird joy. But, like, there's
they
not.
They don't have dry robes, though. They might swim.
The physio told me that jumping in the sea is actually good for the muscles and everything. He said it for real.
Really?
Yeah. I never trust anyone unless they have actual qualifications. But he told me as a thing, he's like, go do it.
Of course it is, yeah.
Nice.
Well, we can't plunging. Play badminton. Plunging. We can't book in
cold water plunging.
Our sport Gaelic is all like kind of the basis of it is that it's difficult and hard and it's some sort of torture to play it.
Mm.
It's like, you know, you get up and you've got the muddy socks because you didn't clean them from the last night. You get up at 3 a.m. and it's shit. And that's because sports are hard. Rugby, we're good at rugby. That's just running into each other.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't necessarily want to talk about rugby, but just I was going to say, I feel like it annoys me how people don't get on the rugby bandwagon. Like we get on the fucking bandwagon of cricket, you know, when we cheer on fucking people. When Ireland are doing well, people are like, hey, you know, but most Irish people kind of don't give a fuck about Ireland.
That rugby is the biggest bandwagon of them all.
Yeah.
Do you
think
so? Yeah, I think
a lot of
like Northsiders just fucking despise rugby.
Yeah.
And they refuse.
My friend is a Bulls fan. Like when Ireland was like the best in the world, he was just going like best in the world out of what fucking five teams? It's like we're the best in the world though. That's pretty cool for a little old country.
And they're at a fucking Bulls match. Oh my God, nil all. Yeah, queuing for 4 hours to get a sausage.
Yeah, but how many teams are there?
They're such big men, aren't they? Off. They're so the strength of them.
They are
the strength of them.
Yeah.
They really are. Just take a beating, don't they? They put their bodies in the line.
They do.
It's a game of attrition.
Rugby.
Game of nutrition.
My dad saw his first rugby game in Wales in the 80s. And rugby was gotten very professional in the last like 20 years or so. But he said, like he'd never seen it before. He said it was mayhem. And he had absolutely no idea what's going on. And like he said it was a completely different sport to now, but honestly, to him, not understanding any of the rules, he said it looked like barbaric. Mm. Like, he was watching it going like, they're just running aimlessly at each other. There seems to be some sort of points system, but like, they're just sprinting into each other, tackling each other. He had no idea what was going on. And the pitch was just pure mud.
I had no idea as well. My first rugby match. Me and my ma went with Terry's family. Mm. And we just kept standing up and cheering at the wrong bits. Me and my ma, we had no fucking idea. And all the McInerneys are like, holding on. Holding on. Offside. And I'm like, I don't know what fucking side you're even. Where are they running? Like, I don't know. Forward pass. But anyway, look, this has been great. Thanks very much for listening
forward
to
pass.
This.
Always a pleasure to have you here.
You're the real OGs.
Yeah. Okay? Can we say also thank yous? I don't think it was the...
Please.
I don't think it was the Peep Peep Peeps or the Young Hot Peeps that that did it. But we did a little comedy night where we did some new material.
We did. And everyone was so fucking nice.
15 minutes.
Yes.
Like, it was sold out so quickly. And we just want to say thanks so much if that was you guys and or just being part of that or whatever, because it was really nice and touching.
It was
that
very
happened.
Sweet. Mm. Thank you very much for that. It was such a good night. We'll probably make that a regular thing, I think,
yeah,
we were thinking.
I think so. It was really fun. We had Peter McGann. And again,
sorry
apologize
about that.
For the,
yeah,
sorry,
yeah,
sorry about that.
Sorry about the Peter McGann. But yeah, people were asking like, oh, I missed tickets. We'll do it regularly. So it's, it's just kind of, it's quite informal. Mm. Yeah. And it's not like going tickets to see a full show in the Vickers or whatever. It's just quite chill, laid back in the Vickers.
In
the Vicarage. Mm. We'll be doing a show in the Vicarage, by the way, if you want to get tickets to that. We'll be doing a show in the Vicarage. And then we'll be doing also in the sacristy in the
Dibley
Church of the Blood of the Blessed Virgin. Great. In Cabra. So do check out that.
And of course, in Notre Dame.
There, the track that we have.
Very tiny.
Hot and loud.
And a little bit sad.
He was the best guy around.
Oh my, is it hot in here or what?
You're an attractive guy.
It's the fabulous Tony Cantwell.
I'm talking about Shane Daniel Byrne.
Idiots on the day!
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.